Movies.com and click on the Fandango app and order your tickets online just so you ain't gotta wait in lines and see shitty movies like Devil's Due. Ride along, that job. Even I, Frankenstein, coming to a theater near soon. Thank you. And this has been a special message from the phenomenal one in Layton.
Yay!
What'd you think of that one?
You forgot one thing. You forgot, hey kids, do you want P1 to get a hand job by a $100 bill?
Damn, you forgot me, Layton. I was gonna get that next week. See, I was gonna start amping them up. That's like as we get more into it, I was gonna just be like, you know, you're tired of seeing a P1 laying in a ditch somewhere.
Oh god.
He wouldn't have that problem if you would click on the Fandango app and put your ticket online.
Who involved me?
Hey people, welcome to Movie Spoiled. Episode 96. We got almost there to 100. That would be the fucking glory days if we could just get to 100 goddamn episodes. Because it seemed like these last 10 episodes have been taking forever. I don't know why. But I'm with Mom One.
And I'm Lehu. Hello, howdy do, howdy day.
Yeah, and we got another action packed episode as always. I was actually excited to get into this, even though I just blanked out for about 10 minutes. But, it's going to be easy for us. This week, so
yeah, and
war season is kind of behind us now.
Well, we got one more show.
Yeah, we got one more, and that ain't for like a whole month or so. War is behind us, movies are about to start dying down, so you know, it's gonna be a little easy peasy until Oscar season run around. I gotta start a fucking life with some winners that may have won or whatever. Anyway, we got comments, of course, because you bastards always giving us such lovely comments, even though you hate us so very much. we got box office talk, which was. I think we said in the review that was pretty much going to happen.
Bullshit. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go on.
Blu-ray releases. Yeah. And then we got Turtle Talk with the only movie we have to see is I, Frankenstein. Which, by the way, you remember that movie I told you about? I don't know if I told you last week on air or if I told you off air. That movie that Selena Gomez has coming out. Not Selena.
Vanessa Hudgens. Yes. You did talk about that 2 weeks ago, I think. Go again. So it's Gimme Shelter?
Yeah, Gimme Shelter. Have you seen like a trailer or anything? Have you heard of it or anything?
No, I'm going to look this shit up on the good old Tomatoes of Rotten.
I want to just watch the trailer. Just watch the trailer.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll do that after we're done here. But we want to begin with some good old comments.
Yeah. It's not a, to give you a hint. It's got people like Rosario Dawson, James Earl Jones, Brendan Fraser. It's got a cast in here, man.
Didn't you say there were some reviews that, like, this could be some Oscar-nominated work? And it's like, yeah, I don't think so.
Oh,
dear.
Vanessa Hudgens, you can't act. And I say that with the utmost sincerity in my heart.
Now, my question is, have you seen this movie?
No, but I you know, for some reason, I just want to see it just to laugh at her. But then again, last year, I said, I kind of want to see that. Critics are liking it. People are raving about it. And then I watched it, and I realized, this is the worst fucking movie of the year already.
You watched the trailer, at least. So,
I've seen the trailer once for this movie. And I want to say I saw it in theaters at a screen. And I was just looking at it, and I was like, who is that butch little boy right there? And the next time I said Vanessa Hudgens, I was like, that's Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, goody.
Damn.
Yeah. Whoopee!
I don't want to see you. No.
What do we got for...
Get some comments now?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, movie fucker. Talk about our ride along. He says, well, hey, at least it has something over American Hustle in that, that the trailer actually prepared you for what the movie was going to be. Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, he's not wrong. That's the part about that that's not funny. He's not wrong. I mean,
that's the best backhanded compliment I've heard all year.
Especially for a movie fucker, too. Yeah, I think even Lady said, what the fuck is this movie about, people? And I saw it, so. Yeah, I guess he's kind of right there. But it's winning awards, so it must. It's winning awards, so it must mean something.
I don't know. Fuck it.
Lady's favorite movie of the year. Okay, Beefcake, next comment. He says, saw this movie today, and I already forgot almost everything about it. What was this movie called again? I think Kevin Hart's stand-up is hilarious, but there are barely any laughs here. Total cliche, bargain bin, buddy cop bullshit. Damn, did he just do an alliteration there? Yes, he did.
I mean, like, that's the thing about that comment. We can't really say anything about that comment, because he said it all. There's nothing else to say.
Yeah, I agree with him on Kevin Hart's stand-up. But that just goes to show you that when you think, oh, because he's funny and everybody likes to see him on stand-up, let's stick him in the movie and everybody comes see it and it's going to be hilarious too. Yeah, he has to work with material in that movie more than he does on stage.
Yeah, it's rare that a comedian can come forth and say, hey, I'm a good actor. Like, Robin Williams doing what he's done is unprecedented. Really.
Would you say he's the best comedic actor?
I would say he's one of them. Like, one of the best comedians turned into an actor? I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I could say that too, because I can't really think. I'm trying to think of something right now, and I can't really come up with anyone that might have been stand-up. Eddie Murphy had his time.
Yeah, he did.
Where he probably could have been the best, actually, but he fucked that up, didn't he? he fucked it up pretty quickly, too, so
yeah,
he could have made Black History right there, and instead he took that soul down spiral, and god damn.
I want him back. Yeah. I want him back in good movies, god damn it.
You think that one of the reasons why is because his comedy is just out of time and place now?
No, I think, like, I'd almost say I think he's waiting for a script to come forward that would actually make him work.
Mm.
Like, the last movie we saw him in, Tower Heist, he was by far and away the best part of that movie. Too bad he was only in it 10 fucking minutes.
Well, the last movie I saw him, it was 1,000 words, and that shit was fucking horrible.
I did not see that, so...
Yeah, that movie was fucking horrible. So I don't never want to see that motherfucker on screen ever again. I mean, I was looking at that, I was like, even as this motherfucker can't talk, he's horrible. He helped write that shit. I was like,
Maybe he who's the guy who directed Dreamgirls? Maybe he just needs to get in contact with him. Listen here, baby. You're the last one that made me look good. And... You see, for my career, I ain't got shit going on, man. I need some money. Get me a role.
Another thing is, too, is that shit he be doing, like how you playing him from Dreamgirls, he wasn't acting a goddamn fool in that movie. He's playing a fucking character. I saw him on a Arsenio Hall show, and he was cracking jokes with Arsenio Hall, and I was looking at it, and I was like, they have great chemistry together, but that's because they're friends and they work together. But the shit he's saying, I've heard him say that in movies I don't like. So I think maybe I just don't like his comedy anymore because that shit feels outdated. And I think that he probably can be a great actor if he would stop doing this shit and do something else.
Yep, and I think he needs to come to that realization. When he will, I don't know, but we will see.
I think he should just retire, but anyway. So, next comment comes from Andrew. He said, that's cute, Blair, that you want a Nintendo product to beat anything. Everyone knows Nintendo is failing and the Wii U is considered a failure. Damn. Force just came in, how bad is performing? Here's a link to back it up. Well, I'll take Link. See you,
Andrew. No, I know. I know the Wii U is failing, but what any analyst will say... well, actually, no. How am I going to word this?
Yeah, I read that... one of them was that it didn't even sell fucking 2 million. I was like, god damn, shit.
Yeah, basically what they did is they had to change their... They had a huge hit this week where they had to change their... They had to change their stock analyst projections from 9 million to 2.5 million, I think it was.
What is the average selling of a handheld, though?
No, the handhelds are fine. That's the thing. Like, people are like, oh, Nintendo's going to go away. I was like, no, the 3DS is a juggernaut, no matter what you say.
No, because I saw their what they was expecting for the Wii U, and I was like, that's some goddamn ridiculous-ass numbers. And I was like, you probably need to drop that fucking price down first of all.
Which they did.
By 200, at least.
Which they did. Yeah, they dropped the price, and it's been selling better since they dropped the price.
Yeah, apparently not this article. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Well, basically, every article has been saying, you know, they had to cut statistics and expectations down by, I think the biggest number I saw was 70%.
Well, the biggest problem is they need to start getting into third-party developers and shit. So.
And they need to break out their other, you know, Nintendo has such a slew of first-party titles that they could, you know... If they bring forth a Metroid game, a Star Fox game, an F-Zero game, there will be people that will go buy that console.
Yeah, but those numbers probably wouldn't jump up to a huge amount. I mean, like a Super Smash Brothers going to do extremely well, but it still ain't going to be enough to fucking put the profit back into their pockets here.
Right. And it's interesting. I have a little bit of inside information from a friend of mine who I went to, was at my old college, and now he works at Microsoft. Yeah. Let's just put it like this. They're saying that the Xbox One is doing well, but they're not too happy with it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, shit, they're like you could say about Nintendo, Sony, or Microsoft, that they all have expectations, and when they don't meet that, then... Oh, then it's all hurt. Well, we just got done saying that with DC and Smash still. It's like, wow, that number.
Yeah, because...
You hear them... You know that from all the complaints that they keep making. You're like, oh, this did horrible. And then when you look it up on the box office, you're just like, why are they saying this did horrible?
Yeah.
It's like number 8 in the top highest grossing films right now. So
yeah. And at least with the Xbox One, do you want to know how...
Competition. They just want to be...
Do you want to know how many...
You know, Andrew here works at a Rockstar.
What does he work at? Where does Andrew work? So you said he works at Rockstar.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I was talking to him the other day. He was telling me about it. I was like, wow. I was like, well, I won't question you. We shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I was about to say, because from what I've seen, because I know at least in international sales, the Xbox One did pretty terrible, which they're not happy about at all. And, I'm trying to think what else, but I think the guy I know that works at Microsoft, he said they expected to sell 6 million units.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
The guy I know that works at Microsoft said for this last holiday season, they expected 6 million Xbox One units to sell, and they didn't even get close to that, as you and I know.
Yeah, I think everyone has expectations, all consoles too, whatever, is around 5 to 6 million. I don't think Nintendo probably should have done that because it's a handheld, and I think they probably should have dropped it. I don't know why their expectations is always high on that, but...
I think it's this old mentality thinking where they thought, you know, hey, you know, our market is so different and so unique that those people will come forth and buy consoles. And for someone like me who loves Nintendo, it's like, yeah, I will when you make fucking games for it.
That's the problem with all of them, though, whatever, is that they don't have any... They don't have fucking games for
them. Yeah, that's the thing. Like everyone's like, oh, the PS4 and Xbox One are doing amazing. It's like, good, what games are coming out for them? Oh, fuck, that's right.
Actually, Xbox One had a lot of good release titles other thing.
The only one I heard good things about was Dead Rising.
Dead Rising, actually, he goes on to say, I might as well dismiss this, but he says, also, people said, you got an Xbox One, how's Titanfall, Rise, and Dead Rising 3? Mainly want to buy one for those three titles. You just brought up Dead Rising 3 right now. Dead Rising 3 is fucking amazing. That was the first game I played on both consoles where I realized this is the chain. Because I don't know if I took the label. I was just like, I had both the consoles. I was looking at both and I was like, neither one really is impressing me to the point where I'm thinking, like, I should tell a person to buy this console because it has this amount of graphical change on it. And I was looking
right
at it. And a lot of people give me shit about that. And I was just like, I wouldn't tell a lady who doesn't have one to rush out and buy the PS4 or something like that because he has a PS3.
Right, no, I can last until the game comes out for it.
Yeah, because I can say this right now, your PS3 plays, there is a graphical change in the frames per second and stuff like that, but it's not like hugely different to where you'd be like, man, the PS3 looks like shit now compared to this, you know?
Yeah.
And Dead Rising 3 was the first game I played where, you know, you're standing on something and you see this horde of zombies fill up the screen. And I was like, yeah, the Xbox 360, maybe even the PS3 couldn't have done this. So that's one thing I noticed differently.
I heard the same thing about Killzone. Killzone was one that made people go, wow, this is the change.
See, I have Killzone, and I heard a lot of people talking about, like, oh, man, the facial structure on this looked great. And I was looking at that, and I was just like, yeah, but I just saw this on my PS3 for Last of Us.
Good point, yeah. I think both haven't come out with their big juggernauts yet, and everyone's saying for the Xbox One it's going to be Titanfall, but what a lot of people don't know is Titanfall's also coming out for the PC and Steam, where it's probably going to play better.
Yeah, nobody plays those, though. Let's just go ahead and be real. I know that's going to piss off a lot of PC gamers, right? But now I'm going to tell you this, right? Don't nobody plays another thing is, I didn't even know Titanfall was out. I don't even have that.
No, it's not. It comes out March 2nd, I think.
Oh, okay. So it's not even out. All right. So
no, it was supposed to come out this week, but it got delayed.
Yeah, so I don't know how that is. Rise, I haven't played enough of it to give it full, but as far as the effects and everything, it looks fucking damn good, but I hear it gets sort of repetitive. I'm like,
yeah, that's what I hear. It's one of the most repetitive games that's come out in the last couple years.
Yes, so because it's getting bad reviews. So far, I'm having fun with it, but I haven't gotten far enough to give a proper estimate of it. I hear it gets kind of worse in the ending. So
yeah, the same thing. I went over to my friends who got a PS4, and he got Knack. It was kind of the same thing, where at first I was like, oh, this is cool. This is a fun little creative platform, and then it's just like, oh, God, you guys really didn't have anything for this, did you?
Yeah, I think that's why Battlefield and Call of Duty games kind of win in that category, because those games are only like 5 fucking hours or whatever, and you get to something like Rise or like you just said, Knack. Those games are longer than that, and you're like, yeah, being a longer game and being repetitive, that motherfucker can be worn out quickly.
Yeah.
But, no, the effects in it look good, that's what, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was the same with Knack. Knack looked great. Like, Knack looked really pretty.
Yeah. So, since you saw it, did you see, like, a huge difference compared to your PS3, though?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, see, because a lot of people give me shit, but it's like, you were crazy. It's a big difference. It's like, yeah,
no.
It's like, I don't see
it. No, there's not, man. No. You know what? 2K. I'm honestly going to see the difference. Here's when I'll see the difference. I'll see the difference when Sony and Microsoft come forth with their first-party titles.
So, like, when,
So, like, when God of War or... Yeah, like, if a sequel to Last of Us comes out, or Uncharted, or God of War, like, one of those comes forth for Sony, I think that's when I'll see the difference. And for Microsoft, when we see that Halo game, which they're cock-teasing like it's a whore, I think that's when I'll see a difference.
I think with that movie now...
The Halo movie?
Yeah, I think they finally, I remember reading something about it. They finally greenlit it, and I saw a photo of it. The photo didn't look pretty bad or whatever. So
I heard TV show. I heard TV show.
I heard TV stuff and movies
too. Oh, maybe okay.
You know, Xbox is having Microsoft is doing like their own. They're doing what Amazon and Netflix and all of them are doing. They're having their own like TV shit or whatever.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind watching.
I know. Shows. Like they're gonna need more than Halo though.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, because, I mean, yeah, you think the obvious game that we turned to a movie already would be Uncharted, but apparently that's the most common.
Yeah, apparently that hasn't happened yet.
Every time I play it, I'm just like, you know, this is the most easiest fucking game to turn to a movie yet. Nobody wants to touch this. I'm like, all right, well,
David O. Russell did, and then the video game community said, fuck you.
Yeah. They're like, well, Last of Us is kind of a TV show. Now, yeah, but I ain't got no TV show about the Last of Us, so, you know.
Now, did you, speaking of video games to movies, did you see this week the leaked photos of the Bioshock movie? Like, the concept art?
I heard of it, but I didn't get a chance to look at it, and,
God!
I'm about to bring that up.
Damn!
Oh, they look amazing.
They look so good to the game that I'm actually pissed that movie didn't get made now.
Oh, so it's not getting made?
No. It got killed in the water because essentially what they wanted to make it R, and Fox, the guys who got the rights to do it, 20th Century Fox said, fuck no, it's going to be PG-13, and the directors said, fuck you.
Because I'm not a fan. I think I told you that. I'm not a fan of Bioshock. I get why people like it, but I couldn't get into it. But Bioshock Infinite, that was my fucking favorite game of the year last year, so.
Yeah, mine too.
I would be interested in seeing that on screen, so.
Yeah.
I don't look like that's happening now, though.
Nope.
I bet the budget on that was pretty high as fuck, too.
No, they said it was going to be 60 to 70 million.
Oof. Okay. All right, well, then never mind. I'm shut the fuck up there. So, Ed, Rockstar, man, damn. You got me balling this shit. Y'all made, like, how much on Grand Theft
Auto? Yeah, he's set for life.
Shit. I just thought of that.
All Rockstar has to do to just keep themselves afloat for the next 20 years is come out at E3 this year and go, we're working on Red Dead Redemption 2. Good night, everyone.
Ain't even got to be real, dude. They just say that, dude. Hey, you know, Andrew, you guys are at a point now where you can just say any fucking thing you want, whatever, and people still look your ass for it. I mean, shit.
So we're talking to Valve.
Exactly. It's all yourself. Yeah, you ain't even got to say it again. Just, we're talking about a potential sequel that has a 6 in it. Good night, everyone.
Can you imagine? Yeah, so, like, yeah, hey, they need to pull what
you know, we get 10% of that, but anyway.
They need to pull what Square Enix did last year, where they came out on stage. We are working on Kingdom Hearts 3. Goodbye and fuck you all.
Actually, you know what? I probably do want to see what Grand Theft Auto 5 looks like on new consoles, but I had it original old one.
Did
so,
they
I don't know,
release
maybe it? Looks better,
but. Wait, did they release a version for the new consoles? I thought they didn't.
I don't. Yeah, they probably didn't actually. So never mind. I better shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't think they did. I think they were talking about it, but it just never went through. But I mean, Andrew will answer that question for us next week.
Yeah, I was about to say actually. See, that's what I'm talking about though, because before the new consoles came out, you know, we had Last of Us, Assassin's Creed and Grand Theft Auto 5, which looked fucking amazing. I was just like,
yeah.
These consoles, the PS3 and Xbox 360 can stay out for as long as they want because we're still getting good shit like this, whatever. And when I got the new consoles, I didn't see really that much of a difference.
And here's the thing, like, I hate to say this because nobody wants to admit it, but I think we're getting to the point we're gonna hit that graphical peak. There's no higher we can go.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we do that, companies like Microsoft and Sony, who that's what they bank on is their graphical qualities, they're going to be like, oh, fuck!
I played Assassin's Creed 3. I got it. Before or whatever. I was going to wait until it came out on new consoles, but fuck it, I'm a fan. I want that shit right away. I ain't got time to wait. Got it on the 360. I noticed there was a scene where I got out the water and went to a cinematic story mode or whatever, and I was still dripping water.
Yeah. I've heard the game. I'm not a big fan of Assassin's Creed, but I've heard that game is just fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it really is gorgeous. I mean, just shit like it was just little shit like that. I noticed that you can steal the old consoles, and when the new ones are coming out, I was just like, well, what can they do? If they can't. I mean, I can't remember what on the new consoles, and I just realized, man, they still haven't got that shit right. I was like, come on now. If anything, this is more at fault for me. It's for me. I know a lot of people are just saying the graphics are amazing right now, but I'm just like, all right, well, I still need that game right now that is going to blow my mind, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, not to deviate from something far and away off our spectrum, but the Broncos have just made the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that was a known fact, so.
Yeah, Brady just stormed off the Brady just stormed off the field like a little bitch.
He's a little bitch.
Nothing gives me more gratification than seeing him either getting his ass kicked or him being a little bitch.
Both. Oh, damn. We went 25 minutes ago. Next comment. Deborah. It's Deborah Albert. She said, do you guys think since Batman vs. Superman has been pushed back that this is a good thing or bad thing? I don't know personally. I'm wondering about it. Because at first I was like, oh, that's good. But then I thought about it and I was like, it's good because it gives them time to. In other words, it's good because they're saying, hey, we're not competing with the Avengers. We're not trying to outdo them right now. You know. But then I thought about it and I was like, well, they probably know they're not going to do as good as the Avengers.
Yeah. You know what it honestly is? What did I tell you 3 weeks ago? They realized that those little chicken the yellow chicken McNuggets that America loves are coming out a week before, though.
Yeah, and they kept whooping their ass. Well, they whooped their ass last year. But then again, thinking about it, how many movies have been put back with for the writing board? Because whatever, and it came out pretty.
Yeah, well, you know what? I see it as a good thing in both ways. Like, you, like, at first I was like, oh, that's a good thing. And then I thought about it a little more. It's like, you know what? That really is a good thing. Because that lets them, you know, that could possibly mean someone else could come into with us, someone that's smarter, and say, hey, you know, we got some fixes to make to this. Now we have time to make these fixes. So we can keep Zack Snyder in his solitary confinement room where he can blow shit up and we can figure out the story.
You know, there was a rumor going around that they pushed it back because some of the cast got injured.
I heard Ben Affleck got injured.
Yeah, one of them was Ben Affleck. Yeah, he hurt his leg. And I was trying to watch it when I saw him on stage. He's moving pretty, like, yeah, slowly. Because I don't know if you noticed any of these award ceremony people. Last year, Ben Affleck was humble, happy as fuck. This year, he's had this same angry ass look on his. I'm just like, damn, he must be getting this kick or something. I see him smile. I've seen four awards in the past 2 weeks now, or 3 weeks, and I have not seen him crack a smile every time he goes on that stage presenting or anything. I'm like, that motherfucker is deep in this role or something. I don't know what's going on, but
or maybe he's just pissed.
You remember
that
last year, Ben Affleck?
Yeah, no, I remember. He was so happy. He was like a kid in a creek in a freaking candy store.
Was like he had this look on his face as if he just broke into the film industry or something. But this year, the look on his face is just completely changed. Like, either he's upset that he's hosting, I mean, or presenting, or it's, I wanted him to look around when he was having the best director. I'm Batman. Yeah. Mr. And Alfonso Cuarón just stands back looking like, the fuck?
How funny would it be if, like, he went up to present the award and was just like, I'm Batman. See this, Cavill? This is how you prepare for a role.
That's why Christian Bale hasn't been showing up to these awards, because he threatened Bale. He's like, hey, show up.
You show up, and I'll kick your ass.
Fucking throw a battering at you. Where is Bale? I know, man. He just looking pissed off lately. I don't know if I like this dude.
Poor guy.
We'll see. I am kind of interested just to see the movie. Now, I just want to see the fucking movie. I wish they would just fucking release it now at this point, because I just want to see what they do with these characters as far as I know. I mean, it probably is going to be bad or good at this point. Now, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Next, I mean, comes from Cody. Says, glad to hear Lone Survivor's doing well. I dug the hell out of that movie. Even the Kitchen of Death was decent in it. Failure. Failure was alright. I didn't hate him this time, so it's and later, this still ain't playing in your area, is it?
Wait, what?
Lone Survivor, it's still not playing in your area.
Fuck no! And it's bullshit!
Yeah, it's funny because when we first started this, I remember you being an action guy, you love the action movies, and you're one of the best action movies here. You ain't got it.
Yeah. Goody, goody, good.
Well, there's always.
There's always I, Frank, and fuck yourself.
Always. You didn't hear that from me.
God damn it.
Hey, you got I, Frank, so don't worry. It's coming.
Yeah, I Frankenstein, a movie that I get the strong feeling I'm gonna go tell I go Frank and fuck yourself.
Holly, man, she says, don't forget the P1 that Sony produced the greatest show to end last year, and that's Breaking Bad. Yeah, I said that in all caps. So I highly doubt Sony is in any trouble. If I had to pick a company it would that was in trouble, it would have the CBS Films, because damn, do they suck.
Oh, I forgot about them!
I forgot about CBS Films, so I forgot they existed.
I forgot it. You know what? I take my statement back last week. She's 100% right.
You know, I wanted to say this. Oh, actually, we didn't do a review before. I wanted to say this on our best and worst of, but you know, Inside Llewyn Davis was a CBS film.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Look at Jack. Really?
I'm just kind of flabbergasted at that. You're telling me that they actually did something good. Well, actually, you know what? No, that makes sense because CBS Films can't market for shit, and that would make sense why I didn't, like, I didn't even know when it was coming out or that it even left theaters. I was like, wait, how did people see it? I don't even know when the fuck it came out.
Actually, when I saw the movie and that CBS Films came out, I remember I distinctively said, I have to say this interview. And that was the one thing I forgot to say. And then when I saw the movie, I was like, CBS actually made a film that I liked. Oh, wow.
This is the first time, but I don't even know if it was them because there's the name Joel and Ethan.
I can't remember their film, their track list, but I know they got some pretty fucking horrible ones.
Well, we have Beastly. We have, Brendan Fraser, Harrison. Oh, you know what? They had their first hit last year.
Yeah, and that was, what was it? I know they, didn't they
do Seven Psychopaths? Nope, last Las Vegas was theirs. That was their first ever money that made profit. What?
They didn't do Seven Psychopaths, right?
They did do Seven Psychopaths.
Okay, so that's the one I actually love as far as going for them, but Lay's right. Their only movie that made a profit was fucking
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, or what that shit was called. So, but isn't CBS Films, isn't that funded by the CBS TV station? Or
yep, which means that they make a bunch of trite stuff we've seen before. Shit.
It's funny because I wonder if their production team failed so much, if a TV network go out there.
Man, I don't know if you know, but I hate CBS. I hate CBS so much. I hate the television station. I hate the movie production company. There's only one show in the last 10 years I've liked on CBS.
I don't even know what comes on CBS. You can enlighten me on that, then.
CBS has such wonderful hits. CBS is the reason we have Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Fucking hate that bitch.
We also have such wonderful shows from CBS such as Two and a Half Men, The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, fuck me.
Mike and Molly, Two Broke Girls.
The hell? I ain't never heard of any of this shit.
You don't want to hear of any of this shit. The only good show they've had in the last 10 years, in my opinion, is How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, they have that?
Yeah.
They don't have it now, though, do they?
No, they're... Well, get this shit. So, How I Met Your Mother ran, even the creators have admitted, it ran longer than it should have. Their original idea was for 5 seasons, but of course CBS is like, no, you're popular, we're going to whore you out like a prostitute.
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother, I love that show.
Yeah, and that's been going on for 8 seasons now. It's on its final season, and they finally get to call it an end. But CBS just ordered a pilot for How I Met Your Father.
Yeah, I heard about that shit, and there was some bad backlash on it.
Well, of course it was, because it's like, it's not going to work. That's like when That 70s Show came forward and said, we're going to do That 80s Show. It's like, that shit ain't going to work.
That shit failed in a week.
And I'm willing to bet $5 the same thing is going to happen to this shit.
You actually remember that? I was like, I don't know. I remember I brought that up one time. They was like, the fuck is that? I said, y'all remember that show? It was
I
like
do.
A sequel to That 70s Show.
I do, because I love That 70s Show, and that shit was atrocious.
They had like 2 episodes, but you had never heard of it. You know what? That's the thing about Fox, man. When Fox, if they put something out and they don't like it and it goes away, you will never hear that shit ever.
Meanwhile, CBS will be like, no, it's good. It's good, right, guys? No one's watching it. Shut up.
Fox is like that fucking rat from Disney. When they want to lock shit up in that vault, they will lock that shit up and it will never be released.
Next up to the Fox vault, The Cleveland Show.
That 80s show, man. Nobody knows about that shit. Actually, I brought that up. It's like, what? Probably have some teenagers on here that listen to this show, probably like, the fuck is that?
Oh, we show our age, P1. We show our age.
Like, the younger people, like, Lay's supposed to be speaking for us or whatever. Like,
the fuck is that shit?
That's who. Damn. You definitely just showed your age. down. And he's like, oh, someone related.
Oh, don't worry, kids. I still watch shows like Regular Show and the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle series, which is actually surprisingly good. But
actually, I think more adults watch that than kids.
You know what? With Regular Show, you're right. I apologize.
Yeah, I think more adults watch more cartoons than kids these days. So.
Which is awesome.
I'm actually just thinking about that now. You know what? It might be right, actually. I think, you know, I'm going to look those numbers up. Who watches more blah, blah, blah? I bet it's adults, though. But, I don't know. You break into the box office now? Because, man.
Oh, goody, goody, good.
Number five. Which, wasn't noticed number two last week, but I'm not surprised it got here. And that's Frozen.
Yeah,
he's finally seen his way out of the top five, and only because it's probably got fucking four movies that came out. But it may have brought in $11 million this week, which is not bad for a number five spot that's been out for fucking 3 months now.
Yeah, it has stayed in the top five for 3 months. In other words, fuck every other movie.
Probably the movie of 2013 that stayed in the top five longer than anything, right?
Yeah, I would have to imagine. I think I haven't seen a movie stay in that long since fucking the Avengers.
Yeah, the first Avengers movie. Yeah, so this is actually pretty fucking... Actually, this is pretty shocking, because I thought when it was number five when it first came out, after that, those weeks passed by, and I was like, oh, it's going to be gone now. You know, it did its money back. It made its money back. It's going to be gone. I love it. It's up, but this motherfucker came. It's like, we got to make that fit the state money back.
Yeah. $759 million. Fuck everything.
Yeah, well, they're one of the best animated films of 2013, too, if you ask me.
Agree. Completely agree.
With 2.4. Before, we thought was average, but bad. That's Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit.
Ouch.
Got a $60 million budget, brought in... Yeah, $17 million worldwide. Jesus, they made 22 million. So worldwide, it's got 30. I mean, that's fucking bad.
I like how you were like, well, it could be good with overseas, but actually, this is some. This is pretty bad.
Yeah, that was a maybe at number three, it'd be fine. Being number four. And only making this much, and you like 20, you really was a shot. Jack, so I saw your ass through that darkness.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe it'll pull it in. Maybe it'll pull in an escape plan.
Jack Ryan personally was going to be number two.
I think it was projected to be.
It really isn't a bomb. I was drawn, so. Yeah. Number three, though. The Net Job.
Oh, god damn it.
42 million, which I'm surprised the book was as long as anime feature. Brought in 20 million, which, I guess that's. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, I think it's going to make its money back, because Frozen's on its way out. It's the only other animated movie out right now. There's not another one coming out for a couple weeks. It's going to get its money back at least. I fucking hate having to say that.
Do animated movies even fail?
No, I don't.
Movies even fail these days now? So,
I can't remember the last one that did.
Because remember, Free Birds we thought was going to fail, and that motherfucker came back.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, so. That's like a safe bet to make an animated film nowadays, because. Especially if you can do it for this cheap. I mean, this is probably the cheapest one I've seen in a while, but and plus it did look cheap, so. You know it's bad when the fucking best animated thing of it that looked like was the goddamn credit scene. I was like, wow. Did they do the credit scene first and ran out of money? number two. It's number one last week. Brought in $23 million. That's the
Lone Survivor. Making some more money.
$40 million budget. Hell yeah, it was $40 million budget, brought in $74 million. Didn't be released overseas yet, but...
God damn!
Fuck overseas right now. Apparently they ain't released in Pittsburgh either, so...
Yeah.
I must have pissed that dude off that... that was one of the... I must have told him, so not liking something, or either he did that, or he lied his ass off in this movie, and y'all know the story of this movie. I just didn't want to be honest. Number one, which we called, so no surprise here, Ride Along, brought in $41 fucking million.
Fuck you people. Come on.
God damn it. You know they greenlighted the sequel already, right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
This and the Heat will be getting a sequel next year, so.
Great. Yes. Just fucking great. Fantastic. Awesome. Love it.
Great. Now we're going to have the two black men cop movie and the two white men bullshit movie. Okay, goddamn it. Oh, fuck. Wow, this is going to be an amazing 2015 start off then. Okay, so cannot wait now. You gotta get some Blu-ray releases now? That was an impressive top five, to be honest.
Alright, let's, what do we got for Blu-ray?
The funny thing is, I brought up Fifth Estate. That's coming out on Blu-ray, so.
Oh, goody! So no one can buy it.
You know where you can buy it, LA, when you wanna buy it. If you wanna see your boy, the, what do they, what do you say they call them? The Cumber Bitches or whatever?
The Cumber Bitches.
Wow. Why would you wanna call yourself that? But alright, whatever. Another movie coming out, we didn't even do this one because it had a limited release, obviously. Metallica Through the Never. Remember that Metallica movie with...
Yeah, I wanted to see that, actually.
Yeah, well, now you got a chance. Coming out on Blu-ray, you can stream that motherfucker somewhere now. So, yeah, you can check that out. I saw it. It was actually pretty good. I actually liked it.
Cool. I know Daniel DeHaan's in it.
Yeah, Mr. Dane DeHaan himself in it. It was funny. Another movie we just got done talking about is in this as well. CBS, Las Vegas.
Oh, God.
We predicted the future here. Alright, it's going to get better now. Goddamn, this is getting depressing now. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, too.
Well, I like that one.
Yeah. It was entertaining. I mean,
it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun for the film, whatever. You know, so, that's coming out. Now, this one, I know you're going to be a little baffled because it just got some praise, if you will. And I don't think you was that much of a fan of the movie as well. And that's Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
Oh, yay. The praise for this film makes no sense!
I'm with you, dude. I gave it a higher rating than you did. I gave it a rated. The Philly people are talking about this, and I'm just like, really? Yeah, okay. I thought it was just mindless, dumb, stupid fun or whatever. And the ones that really made me laugh were like two scenes or whatever. But hey, I guess it's even. Do you think that it's getting an Oscar for makeup?
Yes. People, I want you to remember this. One of the Oscar contenders is for a makeup prosthetic of saggy old balls. I'll just let that sink in for everyone.
Oh, when I saw that was the most. I was just like, I started thinking about other movies that had makeup. I was like, what other movies had makeup? I was like, damn, this is like the most obvious one. I was like, now we're gonna get Johnny Knoxville cramming this shit down our throat.
Yep. Yeah, you know what that means? You know what that means? That means his ass gets to go to the Oscars.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Imagine if he wins. Because he only had two other nominees, right? He was going up against, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay, well, that's going to be fucking awesome, man.
You want to know what the other makeup nominees is?
I think one was the Lone Ranger, right?
Yep, the Lone fucking Ranger.
And the other one was, the other one was a good one now, if I'm not mistaken.
American Hustle.
American Hustle, okay. I don't know why that's makeup.
And with how much
my hair costume, maybe.
And with how much David O. Russell is sucking the cocks of the Academy right now, more than likely that's going to win.
And this little kiss ass up and up. Never mind.
Mr. Russell, do you think your film's going to win Best Picture? Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh fuck yeah, man! Sucks up my dick. I would imagine that I would win for costume or something, not makeup. I didn't really see much makeup in that, but I don't know. Maybe that all falls under the same category. Damn, can you think of a movie that had better makeup?
No.
Yeah, I can't think of anything, but
I don't want to say The Hobbit, but The Hobbit?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, what was the most heaviest CG movie I saw, but it had a lot of effects and shit, but I was like, the only thing I remember is The Hobbit. Unless Don Cheadle was in blackface in Iron Man 3. They would save so much money if they would just put Robert Downey Jr. in blackface and just put him in the war machine. But that's just me.
Yeah, you're probably right on that. But we got any more?
I'm actually excited for this one. That's Rush.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I told you, man, it's going to start getting better in the next couple weeks. We got an Oscar movie coming out each week now, so...
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm excited to get that one. But are you ready to get into trailer talk with the movie that people have been raving about?
Sure, Underworld 5. I'm sorry, that's wrong. It's I, Frankenstein.
Yeah, close enough, though.
See, I'm glad you caught on to the joke.
Yeah, so, I'll wait.
Castlevania, the movie.
Frankenstein. The room is a trap.
Directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. Oh, God.
200
Are you serious?
No. I don't know who the hell this is directed by.
Oh, Castlevania.
Strength and speed and stamina. Far beyond that of any human. You could use those gifts. In a war that you are already a part of. I go my own way. You cannot save the human race. Nothing can stop their demise. Come with me. There's the terror of big monsters like me. Tens of thousands of them. Could mean the end of all mankind.
Okay, I'll say this.
Before you get into that, I just got a confirmation that Frozen 2 might be on its way.
Well, I heard that Broadway play.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. What are you going to say?
I don't know if I've told you, but Castlevania is one of my favorite video game series of all time, because I really do...
That was my favorite game on the PlayStation 1.
The Symphony of the Night.
What was that?
Symphony of the Night.
I can't remember the name of it, but there was... Yeah, it probably was.
Yeah, that's a PlayStation 1, Symphony of the Night, and that's considered one of the greatest ones of the series.
That's fucking hard, too.
Not as much as the other ones, you'd be surprised.
Well, as I got older, it got easier, but...
Yeah, but it's what... Like, I love Castlevania. I love a lot of gothic, old... Like, I love Dracula, Frankenstein, and all that gothic, mentality to those, stuff that's been adapted with them. Like, I love the Castlevania series because it has that gothic mentality and uses those creatures so greatly. And
that game is badass.
Yeah, and this...
Cross Man, oh, don't even get me started. I love that shit.
Yeah, no, that game is fun because it takes so many influences from gothic and horror culture and just blends them all together into one great game. With this, I mean, it looks like it has that gothic style. It looks like it has that down, But I feel like this is going to be one of those movies where it's either going to try to take itself too seriously, but if it does go for the fuck it, we know this is dumb, it could be fun.
I'm with you right there. I like the style of the movie. I hear a lot of people give the trailer shit. And I saw it. I was just like, yeah, it just looks like some kind of beastly shit trying to go on here. But at the same time, it does capture that Castlevania feel for it. So I'm hoping that they do just kind of just say, like you said, I hope that we're not trying to be serious here. And we just have fun and have just a little B-level action movie.
Yeah, and if they do that, that's okay. And if the action scenes are filmed well, hey, I'm all for it. Fine.
I have a feeling that it's going to, because a lot of people are giving this movie much more shit than the movies we have already saw.
Oh, fuck.
I've not heard as much shit as for us for this one we're about to see. And I don't know, I'm still on the fence about it because I do like the, once again, this is another movie like Legend of Hercules. I like the time setting and all that stuff that's going. So hopefully this one doesn't let me down like Hercules.
Yeah, we shall see. Look, it's another week in Movie Spoiler Studios, folks.
Yeah, so that's been episode 96. I'm a phenomenal one.
And I'm Lehu, and you all have a fantabulous day.
Yes, have a nice weekend. Have a great estimate. Have a all right day. Everything's going to be beautiful now because Matthew McConaughey is walking your way.
And enjoy, is this, oh no, Grammys are next week, so I can't say enjoy the Grammys.
No. Which I got a funny story about that, but I've already talked about that in the darkness. So,
all right, good night.